Number 15 is up next. He's over here. You groggily awaken as you try to open your eyes. You are on your side, lying in hay in your stall, in the stable where they keep the boys. You are wearing the rough shirt and pants they have provided, no underwear. They are loose and don't fit, but it's all they'll let you have. Fortunately, it's the middle of summer and very warm. You are so very tired. You close your eyes and go back to sleep. Here he is. Unlock his stall door. Still sleeping, huh? Hand me that bucket of water. You jump, now wide awake and soaking wet, and look up at your captors. One is a blonde with a clipboard, and the other is a brunette, holding the bucket. They're both in soft flannel button-downs, with the sleeves rolled up and worn jeans with holes at the knees. Good morning, number 15. Still asleep at 4 a.m.? Not anymore. Sun's up, you're up. Come on, let's go. I'm Jess, and I'm taking you to Sarah. She has a taste for your blood type. You just lay there and stare at them. Damn it, boy, I said get up. That hesitation just earned you a spanking. Anna, it looks like I'll get an opportunity to show you how we discipline here. The brunette reaches down and yanks you up onto your feet by the collar of your shirt. You realize she's much stronger than you, so you don't fight back. She then roughly shoves you over to a saddle on a rack, just above eye level. Anna, go around to the other side. Grab his hands and pull them tight across the saddle. Good. Now watch. Jess goes back around behind you. You can't see what she's doing. You feel a touch on your hips as Jess hooks her thumbs into your pants, then yanks them down to your ankles, exposing your bare butt to the rest of the stable. You can only see Anna, holding your hands tightly in place, but the other nearby farmhands have stopped what they are doing to watch. You feel eyes on your naked butt, and you know your balls hang low enough to be seen from behind. Your penis is still hidden in front of you. Anna is the only one who has the right angle, and the saddle blocks her vision. You tense up as you feel Jess's warm hand gently grab your right butt cheek. She's just feeling you, rubbing the muscle, moving her fingers over the curve of your buttock. Then her hand disappears from your senses. It returns with a smack, causing you to flinch. Jess does it again, her open hand slamming into your butt. And again, and again. You turn and realize just how many other girls are watching. You flush with embarrassment as the girls observe you in the compromising position you are in. Your pants down, your ass out, being spanked by a girl. You can feel your testicles swinging between your legs as Jess hits you, and you know the girls can see. You are humiliated. Your butt cheeks jiggle as the shock wave of each hit travels through them. Jess hits you hard, and it's really starting to hurt. The muscles in your back and legs involuntarily tense up with each smack on your butt. Finally, after about 20 spanks, she stops. Your butt is bright red and sore. You process what just happened. The fact that a sexy girl was touching your bare butt, your pants around your ankles, in front of other sexy women. Okay, Anna, you can let go. I'm done. You generally go for 20 to 30 spanks, depending on what they did. Hesitation, disobedience, defiance, and the like. Neither of the girls do anything about your pants, so you reach down and pull them back up yourself. Anna, grab the clipboard and let's go. You gonna follow us now, boy? Good. Jess leads you outside, away from the stable. You glance around. There's a forest to the left, a field to the right, and several buildings. One is another stable. One is a large barn, and there are a few houses. Jess is heading to an open area. A few other female farmhands are walking about. You arrive at a small ditch. You see some towels, cleaning supplies, and a hose. Your heart rate increases as you wonder what this is for. Jess stops walking and turns to face you. Anna off to your side. Okay, boy, let's get these wet clothes off you and get you clean. She steps in close, making eye contact with you as she takes off your clothes. She commands you to raise your arms as she lifts your shirt up off your head and hands it to Anna. Then she squats in front of you and grabs the waistband of your pants. You stare down at her, seeing your belly hair poke out from the top of your pants as she pulls your pants down. You feel so very exposed as your penis flops out, directly in front of her face. She stares at it as she lowers your pants to your ankles. "Step out of them," Jess commands. You put a hand on her shoulder for support and do as she says. Your balls bounce against your legs as you lift them. You are now completely naked, exposed from all sides, in front of two hot girls outside. There are other girls off in the distance that can see you too. Your penis and testicles are dangling out in the open air, your most private parts on display for Jess and Anna. Jess stands back up and looks you in the eyes. Anna is still staring at your genitals. "All right, boy, I know you need to piss, and now's the time. You had nearly half a gallon of water before you went to sleep in preparation for your feeding. You won't get another chance for hours, and you cannot have an accident while you're with Sarah. So go ahead, pee right into the ditch. We'll be waiting." Jess is right. You do really have to go, but you're not sure if you can while she's watching. You glance back at her. She raises her eyebrows at you and crosses her arms. She gestures to your penis, then the ditch. "I'm not turning away if that's what you're waiting for. Are you shy? Embarrassed to be naked in front of two cute girls? Standing out in the open under the sky with your cock and balls out makes you nervous, huh? Well, get over it, so I can see your penis." "So what? I see our boys' penises all the time. I can't take my eyes off you out here, and you're not allowed to use the bathrooms inside. So this is how you're gonna pee from now on. Better get used to it. Go on. Pee." You concede, deciding to pee in front of these hot women. You scoot yourself up to the edge, your penis and testicles wobbling in the air a little as you do so. Your junk hangs out over the ditch. Jess and Anna watch you intently. You don't really need to hold your dick, because you're not really aiming for anything, so you just awkwardly hold your hands to the side. You feel the pressure in your belly move into your groin, then out your penis as you relax your pelvic floor. You spasm a bit as you start your stream, releasing the contents of your bladder all over the ground below you. You watch the urine exit your penis and splash onto the grass. When you are done, you give your penis a good shake, then turn back to the farmhands. "You don't have to poop, do you? You shake your head. Good. Just throws a bottle of soap at you. Lather up. It's shower time. You stink. Make sure to get everywhere. You pour some liquid soap into your hands and start rubbing it all over your naked male body. The girls just watch as you suds yourself up, continuing to blush as you rub soap on your penis and it starts to lengthen in front of the girls. You feel their eyes rake up and down your nude form. You figure they've pretty much memorized your penis from every angle. All right, that's good. Anna, take the bottle. And you, 15, arms out and legs spread. Jess aims the hose at you and fires, hitting you with a blast of ice-cold water. Come on, shower, rinse off. You rub the soap out of your body as the foamy water runs into the grass. Your nipples harden at the cold, and your balls shrivel up. You are humiliated. This is such an undignified way to bathe. Turn around, she commands as she rinses off your back. You turn back around when you're done. She aims the hose downward and the water sprays you in the testicles, causing you to flinch and cover yourself. Just smiles in the corner of her mouth and turns off the hose. She then tosses you a towel. You are freezing and frantically dry your body. Okay, she's waiting for you over here. Eat this on the way. Something sugary, since you're about to lose a lot of blood. She tosses you a honey bun. You open it. It is delicious. She leads you toward the barn. As you approach it, you see two farmhands dragging a naked boy by his arms, his knees trailing through the grass. There is blood on his chest and shoulder, and his penis is still partially erect, swinging down low between his thighs. You notice a trail of semen hanging from the tip of his cock. The girls drag him over by the ditch you just came from. An extremely attractive woman with dark hair and red lips exits the barn after them, quickly pulling up her hood. She is panting and rebuttoning her shirt. She wipes blood from her mouth and grins at you as she passes by. Jess nods at her. See you Wednesday, Rachel. Jess holds open the door for you and stands aside. Go on in. Make sure she has fun. Do whatever she asks, or you'll get a lot worse than a spanking. You tie the towel around your waist in a futile attempt at modesty, then walk inside. You hear Jess sigh in response. Then she closes and locks the barn door behind you, leaving you in darkness. A shaft of light pierces through the room from a hole in the ceiling. As your eyes adjust, you notice a hooded figure standing in the back. Hey there, boy. I'm Sarah. I've been looking forward to our time together very much. I'm so very thirsty. In more ways than one. I see you've showered for me. Oh, you smell so very good. So very good. She walks towards you, passing under the beam of light so she is now silhouetted. She drops her cloak to the ground, revealing her naked curves. You stare open-mouthed at the swell of her breasts, the flat of her stomach, and the full hair between her legs. She looks amazing. Drop your towel, my sweet boy. Bare yourself for me. Show me your nakedness. Oh my. You're beautiful. Come to me now. You step forward as she asks, and your half-flaccid penis bounces around as you walk. She gazes down, mesmerized by her appendage and the organs that hang behind it. You stop when she's only a foot away. Oh, can you get hard for me? As if you had a choice. Your penis continues expanding and lifting upwards as it fills with blood. Your erection grows firm, hard, and long. It rapidly closes the distance between you two until it's jutting straight out in front of you, mere inches from her belly. She puts her hands on your hips, and you shiver at her touch. She presses her nails gently into you, causing you to tingle. You feel the pleasure instantly pulse through you and build in your hardening penis. She grins at you, flashing her fangs. I felt that. Vampires have a wide range of abilities. I can triple your arousal just by making contact. Did you feel your penis twitch? I bet you did. Oh, it looks so good. Overflowing with warm red blood. Oh, I can smell it. It's so sweet. She leans in and kisses you. Her lips are so soft. They taste wonderful. You feel her smile against you and you moan. She steps forward, slowly moving her upper thigh into contact with your scrotum, now dangling down again after your hosing. You feel her warm body contact your thin, sensitive skin, and your testicles raise up again in arousal. Sarah steps in with her other leg, then presses into you with her hips. Your penis is forced up, sandwiched between your bellies. She steps onto your feet, getting in as close as possible. Her breasts are pressed against your chest, her hard nipples tickling yours. You start to drool pre-cum down your shaft and onto her. Ooh, I feel that. Hug me tighter. She wraps her arms around you, one hand on your butt, the other on your lower back. You do the same, and you feel each other's bare curves. You squeeze into each other, feeling each other's bare skin. Can you feel how wet I am? Can you feel my pussy juice? Running down your legs. Sarah starts kissing down your neck and nibbling on your ear. You feel her teeth gently drag over your skin. I'm ready for you to fuck me now. She backs her hips up, still kissing you the whole time. She reaches down with her hand and angles your cock down. She pushes it through her pubic hair until it's level. Then she guides it into her lips. Once your tip is in her, she puts both hands on your butt and in one motion thrusts her hips forward as she pulls you into her. Her vagina feels so good. It's wet, warm, and completely envelops your throbbingly erect penis. Oh, Walk me over to the stall door, so I have something to lean against. You walk over, carrying her full weight on your feet, your penis still buried inside her. When you reach the stall door, you guys start fucking. Oh, yes. You put your sexual equipment to good use. Sarah starts bucking into you. You thrust into her, flexing your butt. Her pubic hair provides cushioning against your lower belly, bouncing into you again and again. Keep going. Oh my God, you fuck good. I'm almost there. I know you are too. Lean in, show me that neck. When we come together, I'll start sucking. Ready? You feel her mouth opening against your neck as she moans into you. Oh. Oh. Yes. 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 You feel a sting as she bites down, her teeth penetrating your neck. She starts sucking. You pound your dick into her, cradling her in your arms, her legs wrap around you. A wave of incredibly sexual pleasure hits your penis, and you ejaculate into her, shooting rope after rope, jet after jet of hot white sperm. You deposit your cum into her. The force of it triggers her orgasm, and her vaginal walls contract around your still spasming penis. Sarah keeps sucking your blood. You're starting to feel lightheaded, like you're drunk and tingly all over. Standing is difficult, especially after that hard fuck. So you sit down in the hay. Sarah still attached to you, still sucking away, and still bucking into you. You notice she's still coming, and a puddle of her juice is forming on your belly. Now you feel really tired and very weak, breathing deeply, and lie back, supine on the ground. She's in cowgirl position, and in your lap, on your cock, leaning forward with her teeth in your neck. Her hips are still pivoting, the muscles of her butt and thighs spread, laid across you. She pumps up and down on your penis, now rapidly deflating. She's not stopping. You are on the verge of passing out, and you feel warm blood run down your neck. Your eyes start to close. She finally comes up for a breath and leans back up. All you see is her breasts heaving as she pants, moaning from the pleasure of sex and taste of blood. Your dark red blood runs down her chin and spills onto her breasts. The last thing you see is a flash of dripping red teeth as she grins at you.